家好，你们好吗？ Hello everyone, and welcome back to our HSK1 Masterclass podcast. So, this is our 10th episode of our HSK1 podcast. How are you guys? Are you guys making any new progress on your Chinese learning? I hope so. So today, for today's topic, we are going to learn about time. So, do you guys remember the last time we talked about how do we say the date? How do we say Monday, Tuesday, 星期一, 星期二, 星期三? And how about what date is today? 今天是几月几号? Very nice. So, for me, 今天是2月18号. Okay. So, how are we going to use this in daily life structure? How are we going to use this in conversations? How are we going to ask about things? Ask about timing. So, this is what we're going to learn today. Like always, let's start with the video first. Okay.
Hi, I'm Miao, and I'm Tingting from Neimonggu. I will explain to you how to use time complements. Let's see some grammar rules. First, they are usually placed before the verb. For example, 我明天早上去上班. Correct. The verb to go is 去. Therefore, we place the time complement before the verb. In this case, it's tomorrow morning. 明天早上. Second rule. Sometimes, in order to emphasize the time, the complement goes at the beginning of the sentence. For example, 明天我去上班. That phrase is correct, with the stress in tomorrow before the subject. Third rule. If in a given sentence we have a location complement and a time complement, the time goes before the place. For example, tomorrow I work at the hospital. Nice! I say goodbye from Inner Mongolia, a beautiful province full of green pastures and where you can ride horses. Wow! See you at the next class!
Okay! Great job, everyone! So, did you guys like the video? I hope you did. So, before we continue this video, I just want to say thank you guys so much for watching this video. Thank you guys so much for enjoying our podcast. This really means a lot to us. So, please feel free to like and give us a subscribe. It will help us a lot to make these kind of contexts. Okay, so let's continue. So, what have we learned today? We learned a really, really useful structure. That is timing and verb, right? Okay, so let's explain a little bit about Chinese structure. It's normally subject, timing, place, and verb in the end. Okay, so remember that even if you don't have the place in your structure, in your sentence, the timing goes before the verb. Okay. So, for example, if I want to say I work on Mondays, so I could say 我星期一工作. Very nice. And like what we've seen in the video, if you want to If you want to say more about, you want to emphasize about the timing, you could put the timing all the way before the subject. So it's like right in the beginning of the sentence. For example, 星期一我工作. So both are correct. So how do you say like I go to the hospital tomorrow? Very nice. 我明天去医院. So if you want to emphasize the timing, 明天我去医院. Very nice. So both are correct. So if we are asking, just a little tip, if we are asking when, in Chinese we say 什么时候. So the same structure, we would ask 你什么时候工作? When do you go to work? 什么时候? And if you want a response, we say 我今天工作, or whatever timing you want to add to. So very nice. So before we go, I would like to leave you guys a little bit homework. So please feel free to write it in the comment section down below, a sentence using the timing plus verb. Okay, so tell us about your daily plan. Like, what are you doing today? Okay, so what are you doing today? What are you doing tomorrow? Feel free to tell us whatever you want to write. Okay? Okay, very nice. So last but not least, where would you learn Chinese? What do you normally use to learn Chinese? Well, for me personally, I would recommend you check out our website, which is hanyuchineseschool.com. So if you want to truly learn Chinese with a native teacher, having a one-on-one courses or group classes, you can take a look in our program. We have all kinds of courses starting from just 39 euros. We have a lot of experienced native teacher, and we have a really good, we have a really good review on whether it's Trustpilot or on Google feedback. So feel free to take a look in our website. We have a 24/7 platform that you can study whenever you need it. We have teachers that could assist you. And so, yeah, that's it for all. If you guys are interested in it, please take a look in our website. We have all kinds of things, all kinds of sources that will help your Chinese doing good progress. So, also, if you want to learn more Chinese with me, please continue following our episode, continue following our podcast. So, we'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys! 再见!